now and anyone that was not on the anyone that was not on the shut-in tonight, by now they ought to be up. Amen. I just don't.
Yeah, somebody sleeping in the background, you can help us there. I appreciate it.
Breathing hard. But I'm.
We can handle that if we were in our office, but we need to handle it a different way today because I'm at the hospital with my mama.
Go on, Chief Ambassador.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead. Amen. Lord, we're here this morning, and we might as well say we open, amen, First Fruit Prayer Line, amen, early. We've been here all night, amen, and those that is coming on and everything, you just got to be a quick learner at this time, like the teacher would say, amen, praise the Lord. But we're going to open up our First Fruit Prayer Line, starting with prayer requests. And if you have any prayer requests, most of us got healed and delivered last night, so whoever didn't get healed and delivered, this is your time in the next minutes for us to pray for you so we can be, amen, give this time to our chief ambassador. Amen. Is the question, you're on the line. I'm ready to take it.
Good. This is Sister Peterson. I had a couple of prayer requests. That my son, Charles, and his wife, Mary, to be saved. And also,
You're going to have to talk. I'm sorry, a little louder.
I have a problem with my throat. This is Sister Peterson. I request a couple prayer requests. I'm requesting that Charles, my son Charles, and his wife be saved. And also, I have unspoken requests for me.
Sister Peterson? Anyone else? Anyone else?
Breathing. I didn't stop.
The line is open for prayer requests. Anyone else with a prayer request?
Yes, good morning. This is Sister Sheila 860. I'm just requesting prayer that the noise that's going on, I just want God to remove that noise that's happening right now in this prayer line.
All right. We all are going to pray when I get to there. Amen. 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 Anyone else with a request this morning? You're on the line.
Yes, Evangelist Harrell. Good morning. I have a prayer request.
That's H-A-R-R-E-L-L.
H-A-R-R-E-L-L.
Yes, that's what I say. God bless you is my prayer. Where are you from?
Atlanta, Georgia.
Praise the Lord. I have my son was married to a Harrell, amen, a family. So that rang a bell for me. I would remember that. Amen.
Okay.
You were just dynamite tonight. We just welcome you. Amen. Praise the Lord. You were just a blessing to us. I enjoyed it to the utmost. And praise God for that anointing in your life. So what is your request this morning?
Yeah, praise. I have a situation been going on a while as far as with my lawyers, something negotiating, trying to get this settlement that I was in a car accident a while back. And it's just like it's hindering. It's just holding up, and that's needed. My finance to be released from that, the settlement to be settled.
All right. Release. This is the year of release and miracle blessings. Amen. Miracles
yes.
Like never seen. Amen. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Amen. Mm-hmm. I just want to say to you to have the patience to wait, because sometime with those situations with lawsuits and everything, and we rush it, and you could be getting more back than what you anticipated. Amen. I've been there, done that, and rushed the time, and I wish I can open it back up. Amen. Praise the Lord, because I'm having problems with the foot, but the case is closed. Amen. But
yes.
God bless you. We're going to believe God for you, woman of God. That blessing has got your name on it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Anyone else? Is that all? Amen. I didn't want to rush you off. That's it, Evangelist Harrell?
Yes, thank you.
All right, God bless you. It's my prayer. Anyone else with a prayer request? You're on the line.
Good morning. This is Ambassador Gina, and I want to put our first family on the prayer list this morning. I also want us to remember Mother Adley Johnson, our mother to the nation, the Chief Ambassador, and Lady Betty, and the youth. Those young folks out there that are this time of the year beginning to panic and struggle with grades, trying to make it to the next grade. I want to put our youth on the prayer list this morning. God bless
Amen.
You.
Amen. Praise the Lord. That's so important. We can't forget about the children.
Thank
Amen.
You.
Praise Thank the Lord. And we know if anybody, of those that pray always know that first family is first. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's always first. Ambassador Johnson and his family, always first. I might be writing it down, but I always like to call them out first. They get the first fruit of everything. Praise the Lord. Anyone else with the prayer request this morning?
Yes, good morning. This is Sister Sheila up again from 860 Connecticut. I am asking God, I am in a transition of moving, and I'm just asking God for a financial blessing. Before my mother passed, I had my sister was going to retire, and I have moved with her because she was going to go home to take care of my mom, but my mom passed away. And so now I want to move back out, branch out, and I'm just asking God for a financial blessing.
I believe God with you, woman of God. Everybody need their own place. Amen. Praise, no matter how sweet it is, how they treat you, you
Amen.
Need to, as how the Lord is blessing you now with prayer, amen, you need to be in your own place, amen, because you won't be able to stay in there too long the way you're praying. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you is my prayer. Anyone else with a prayer request? Amen. We're calling now because when the 6 to 7 hour come and you didn't get it in and everything, you're going to wonder why you didn't get it in. I'm going to ask you again, is it anyone with a prayer request?
Yes, this is Sister Gwen, 314.
Sister Gwen, are you?
Yes. I'm asking prayer for, I've been having trouble with my bladder. And I went to the doctor, so I have to go and he's going to have to run some tests. And I ask you all to just pray with me, if you may.
Yes, ma'am. We surely will. That's what we're here for, is to pray. And I'm going to say this like Ambassador, Chief Ambassador would sometimes share with us, that everything on the prayer line is to the Lord. Is we don't tell nobody's business. We don't go out telling what we had to pray for. There is nothing that is embarrassing. If you need a prayer, and it's in even personal areas and everything, we're here to bombard heaven and to get results from the Lord. And if you're sincere in the Lord, you're not going out telling anybody no more than a praise report that God did it. Amen. So I thank God for there are people that are on the line that there's, when I'm praying sometimes, I can sense that there are other issues, things on the line that needs to be addressed in prayer. But because of the listening to the Holy Spirit, I cannot share it. But if I was in a open forum where I had the platform and the Lord was, and the Chief Ambassador was allowed me to pray the way you pray when you're before people, those things will be called out. But I just want to share this before I move on. The way we're going now on First Fruit Prayer Line, and God is bringing great women and great men of God on the line, don't be surprised if your name won't even be called out. Amen. To know who you are. I was saying services on last week, and I don't know if anybody ever heard of this young man by Prophet Brian Carr, and I watched him with my own eyes discerning as well, and he was calling people's names that I mean, it was just miraculous to how God is using. When you're seeking the face of the Lord and praying and fasting, God would give you those type of ministries, amen, that we're not sugarcoating what the Holy Spirit wants us to do. So God bless you all is our prayer. If there's anyone else with a prayer request, I'm getting ready to go into prayer. Evangelist Latanya, I hope you, if you didn't write the names down, you know how to glide in the Spirit as well, and she will be helping me, amen. I just want her to be able to feel this, amen. So we're raising up, amen. We're raising up Joshua's on the line, amen, and that means coming out, amen, and praisers, amen, and praise the Lord. So if it's anyone else with a prayer request, amen.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. Who am I speaking with?
This is Sister Cobb in Texas.
Sister Cobb?
Cobb, C-O-B-B.
Oh, my God. I had a family. My grandmother's, on my dad's side, maiden name was Cobbs. Amen. Praise the Lord. I
okay,
got relatives on the line. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
God bless you.
Are you in the head of family? Praise the Lord. My maiden name is Ellington. I'm running down Evangelist Gloria Ellington to find out who's her people because I never met Ellington. So I was left barren with no siblings, so now I'm trying to find my folks and they on the prayer line. Amen. What
okay.
is your prayer request?
I'm praying for a vehicle. I'm having vehicle problems and financial
Amen.
Problems.
Call it out. Amen. Okay. If you need a car, God will give you one. Chief Ambassador, we prayed him all the way to a car. Amen.
Oh,
he needed a car. I hope he put the car on the Facebook so I could see how it looked, because I did a lot of my belly went down on praying for that car. So if you need a car,
oh, yes.
praise
oh,
the Lord. You tell
oh,
the Lord,
the Lord.
We'll
thank
for
God.
The vehicle, and you tell God what you want. And
all
I
right.
tell you, oh, this year is over. Amen. Praise the Lord that God going to move on that car. There's a lot of cars out there. Amen.
All right. Thank you.
No problem with having a car. Amen. Yes. It's just where your faith going to take it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. God bless you, Sister Cobb. Anyone else with a prayer request? You're
this
online.
This is Sister Christopher in Memphis, Tennessee. I want to place a friend on the line named Jefferson, Jay Jefferson. He, I'm praying for strength for him in his religious walk. He's turned his life around, and I admire his strength, but the devil is fighting him financially, just throwing blocks in his way, things that could cause him to turn if he would. I'm praying his strength and his religious walk and his turn toward Christ, just strength for him and for me, just financial blessing and strength to encourage him in his walk.
All right. God bless you, Sister Christopher. Amen. We certainly don't want anybody to backslide. And when you tender in the Lord, the enemy certainly like to come and tempt you. So we're going to pray temptations away. Amen. Am I right, First Fruit Prayer Line?
Amen.
Amen. When we first got in the Lord, we all know that. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we're going to pray that he's in a good church where he's getting the word and start reading the word. And he'll get strength. Anyone else with a prayer request? We're going to take a couple of more, and I'm ready to go into prayer.
Yes, this is Ambassador Gina again, and I want to put myself on the prayer list this morning. I have three unspoken prayer requests before the Lord, and I just want to put myself in the unspoken prayer request before the Lord.
Yes, ma'am. I figure if we stayed up all night, we ought to get the first fruit of the land. Amen. The first
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. It goes double. We praise the Lord and the Lord bless us. Amen. Praise
Amen.
The Lord. Sacrificial shut-ins. Amen. And I just want to reiterate, some of us are not just here tonight. We're on the line every morning from Monday through Friday, 6 to 7, supposed to be 6 to 7, but it turned out to be 7:30 and going on 8, and we're there all the way. And not only that, we go on the blog line every night, 9 Amen. Praise the Lord. 9 to 9:30, and sometimes, you know, our chief ambassador, it could lead into another shut-in with him. You just have to be ready. Amen. We are on every night. I share these praise reports to my people and say, look, you're dealing with what is the highest general, lieutenant? You know, I say I was just a soldier. Now I done went from a, you know, I'm a soldier. No, I'm a lieutenant in the army of the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're soldiers, but honey, I done got some stripes now. Amen. And we're on the line every night. Am I right? First fruit prayer line, and then we're on. On Tuesdays and Thursdays with the youth, we sup before God. And I believe when you sup before God, and that's not even including our reasonable service to our own ministries, amen, and to the things that don't nobody even know what we do on the sideline. So we are busy, amen. And I do believe that God honors this, amen. Praise the Lord, amen. If he don't do anything else, but he will do something else. You know, that was old school. If he didn't do nothing else, he's done enough. No, he's got to take us from earth to glory until we survive. Amen. If we just live off what we had, we won't survive. We need more in this day. So that's our praise report. I'm not ashamed to say every night if I'm available. The only time I'm not on the line is, and I'm in another service. I'm not somewhere lollygagging. I'm in another service, but I'm on the line every night. Every night. Morning, amen, praise the Lord, and it's not even telling you that the assignment that we have 1,000-plus praises every day to ourselves. What we do on the prayer line, amen, this is my hour, what we do on the prayer line won't make up for what we do when we got to do our 1,000 praises. That assignment has been given to us a long time, amen. So I'm just saying we have this elastic in us like a rubber band. And the Lord is being stretched, and that's why you hear us calling out the ambassadors and the prayer warriors and everything, because we need one another support. Amen. When we get off, I'm telling you, I'm not complaining, but I'm just letting you know when I get off the prayer line, and especially if I'm way in the spirit like that, I have to take another shower and get another wig. Amen. Praise the Lord. I beat it already. Amen. Because I give God all I got. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we're not playing. I just believe that God is going to bless us miraculously this year. The miracles, it's not just a slogan. It's for real. Amen. Praise the Lord. This is when things come to you like it do our chief ambassador, that's spiritual. That's symbolic from the Lord. That came from God. That didn't come from a book. That didn't come from TV. Amen. That didn't come from someone else. That came from heaven. Amen. And I believe God. Amen. And praise the Lord. It's taken my faith level to another level in God. I know the word says if you had as much faith as a grain of mustard seed. Amen. I've been in the Lord a long time. My mustard seed is growing. My mustard seed faith is going to another level now. Amen. It's coming up out of the soil. It ain't down there still trying to get root. Amen. It's going up. Amen. And I intend to take the first fruit prayer line to another dimension. Amen. Praise the Lord. And helping the man of God. Amen. There are some prayer warriors that I know. Amen. Praise the Lord. In my own ministry, that they got to come out of the closet this year. Amen. It's not just to be in the church house, but there are people on this prayer line that need God. Amen. We're meeting all types of people on the line. Amen. It's a non-denominational prayer line. It's not Pentecostal. It's not Amen. Just I'm talking about churches now, but we are Pentecostal. Amen. It's not holiness in Christ. It's not the name, but we are holy. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we're coming across all walk of life, and guess what? You have it in your hand. So you steer it the way the Bible says, and you don't have to compromise with nobody that don't believe that the way we do. We believe in his death, burial, and his resurrection, and we believe that Jesus was raised from the dead, and we believe that, amen, he is the Son of the living God. That's what we believe in, amen. And I'm sure before, amen, time is over, that Chief Ambassador is going to let you know what we believe in. Amen. We're not a cult. Amen. We are of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I thank God that I know that I have inspected the fruit, and I know it's good fruit that I'm in. I'm in a good place. Amen. In the Lord. So I thank God, and I encourage every last one of the prayer warriors, every last one of First Fruit, amen, that is on the line, amen, every morning, every night, amen. There's no other assignment. I can't be out, amen, at nighttime or talking about I'm going to the movie tonight. I know where my place is. Not that the movie is wrong, amen, but I know where my place is, amen. Praise the Lord. It's where I want to be. This is where I want to be, in the presence of the Lord. So my spirit gravitates to it. It's like a magnet that draws me in, and I thank God for that. So I want you to know that we grow on this line. I've grown so much. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I've grown in it. Amen. And I don't plan to go backwards. I'm going forward. Amen. I thank God for that. It has blessed my family, blessed my ministry, and most of all, it has blessed me. Amen. Praise the Lord. And you need the Holy Ghost. We've heard so much. Amen. On the line, we've read, we have wrote, and oh my God, I just thank God for the First Fruit prayer line, because it's, I believe the scriptures say, eyes have not seen and ears have not heard of the things that God has in store for those that will put their trust in him. I'm just paraphrasing it. Amen. But I know I got the first part right. And eyes have not seen and ears have not heard. So if it's not, I'm going to take one more, but I feel the shifting now to go into prayer. Amen. And just let's bombard heaven for, don't take God all day. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we want to be able to hear some more in the last hour, because we don't want to be here. We've been here all night, so we want to be able to get a little rest and get refreshing, because before you know it, it'll be 9 o'clock Friday night to be on the blog line. And not that we're complaining, but we need a refreshing as well. And we know our Chief Ambassador need to rest. And we thank God for his endurance. Amen. Praise the Lord. So if it's not, is it anybody else with a prayer request?
Yes, yes, Dr. Good Pfeiffer.
Morning.
This is Mother Wilson.
Mother Wilson.
And yes, I have been on the line all night also, but I also, it looks like my fingers just wanted to swell up while I'm listening at the prayer line. And I am requesting prayer for me. I know God is real, and I know he's able because of what he has done for me before.
Yes.
And I'm looking for him to loose me of all this infirmity, whatever it is that I have in my body that caused me not to rest good at night. And I can make it all through the day and don't even be hurting. But when night comes, I can't rest, Holly, for hurting. My fingers swell, my hands swell. But God is able to do all that above and abundantly. And I'm just looking forward to it because I know prayer changes things. Pray for me.
And we are going to pray for you, Mother Wilson. And I tell you, every last one of us that are on the prayer line, amen, praise the Lord, the enemy does attack us. We just don't tell it all, but we're fighting against the enemy every day with things. I tell you, before I got on the prayer line, I had a few little things going on, and I had it up under control. But now that I'm really, really going into warfare like I used to and everything, I won't even give no place to the devil, but I tell you, there are some aches going on in my body that I never even know that it was there to hurt. So I just know I got to stay on the wall. Amen. I'm not coming down. It ain't going to make me. So we're praying one for another. another for all kind of problems, eyes, ears, throat, things that you never had before. Amen. It's all over your body. So we're going to pray for that. When we hit those areas and everything, just claim it in Jesus' name. Any other with a prayer request? Amen.
Good morning. This is Gwen Diggs from St. Louis, Missouri. I'm just thanking God for hearing my sister, Edna Christopher, and my mother, Mother Wilson, this morning on the prayer line. And I just want to continue to put them before God for encouragement. And also I ask the prayer line to continue to pray for me and to pray for my family. I do have several unspoken requests, and I just want to keep those requests before the Lord.
All right. God bless you. Don't that feel good when you hear someone on the line that you know that is on the prayer line? That's how we draw them to the Spirit. Amen. Especially if we're talking of God, they're going to check it out. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I'm happy for, amen, the Christopher family as well. Amen. We love you and we want you on here. Amen. Anyone else with a prayer request? If anyone else with a prayer request? If not, we're ready to go. Amen.
Sister Jolene Garnett, unspoken request.
All right. How you doing this morning, Sister Garnett?
God bless you. I'm trying to think of your name.
That's
God
right.
bless you. Help me, Lord.
Man, I tell my husband I love my maiden name, Ellington. It was different. And, of course, Stern is, too, because everybody thinks we're Jews until we come out and see that we're not. Amen. Praise the Lord. But it's Stern. Amen.
I'm sorry, Dr. Stern.
All right, I don't have a problem with that. I'm too old to be sensitive to that. Amen. And what is your prayer request?
Bless you. I'm spoken unspoken.
She said unspoken?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Unspoken request, Stern.
All right. You know, as loud as I talk, as loud as I have to hear. Amen. When you talk loud, you have to hear loud. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you all. Amen.
Yes.
Anyone else? If not, amen. Praise the Lord. Are you there, Evangelist LaTanya?
Here.
Evangelist LaTanya Williams, are you there? Did I hear you? Does everyone hear me?
Yeah, I hear you now.
Oh, what? Now you all didn't hear before?
Yes, ma'am.
I
hear you.
Amen. Evangelist LaTanya, do you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Did you take down the request along with me?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. I'm going to let you go ahead and pray, and if your strength, if you want to give it over or what have you, we've already discussed it. We want to be able to come down 5 to 6 so we can give patient identification. We have to honor that. Amen? Amen.
Okay.
Oh, God bless you. You
are
going to let you pray. Amen?
Hello.
Amen.
Hello?
This is Sister Lucille. Before you start praying, I want to ask the saints to pray for my grandson. He's 1 year old, and he has asthma, and he's not feeling well. And I want to ask the saints to pray for him.
Amen.
I couldn't get in on the phone. I think my cell phone had went dead or something.
Amen. I just want to share this with you, Sister Lucille. I have a couple of twins in my ministry, two little boys, one name is Christopher and one name is Krishan, and they are very musical. Old. They can eat, but last Sunday they were not able to come to church. They've been, oh, my God, been having asthma ever since they were born in the world. And I tell you, the mother and father brought them up to the altar for me to pray for them last week. And, oh, my God, they've been calling me and say they've been breathing like a baby. So we're going to put that your grandson, only 1 year old, before the Lord, because you've heard the chief ambassador talk about how the Lord healed him with that asthma. My daughter was born with asthma, and we prayed for her. She don't even remember she had asthma, but she was a little little girl born with that asthma, and we're going to kill that, all right? You just got to believe that God is going to do it. God bless you is my prayer. I just wanted to encourage you because I know you're a young grandmother. Amen. Praise the Lord. And know that God's got his back. Amen. And got yours as well. Evangelist LaTanya, go ahead and let the Lord use you. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Dr. Patricia, just the first person she was praying for her son. Marriage. I just need her name. That's all I need.
Sister Peterson?
Sister Peterson. Okay.
Yes, Sister Peterson.
You get a person trying to be saved. Him and wife to be saved.
Amen. Charles and for her son Charles and his wife to be saved. And Sister Peterson.
Her name is Meredith.
Yeah, we got it. Peterson. Amen. We got to, I'm going to let her go on and get into the prayer so we can be mindful of the time and be in order. Amen. God bless you all.
Amen. Father God, we just thank you right now. We just come thanking you and praising you, God, just for everything that you have done. We thank you once again, God, for those that just woke up, Lord God. We thank you for waking them up and starting them on their way, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for keeping us all through the night, Lord God, in the shut-in, Father God. We come before you giving you all the praise, honor, and glory, God, because it is due you, Father God. Father God, we uplift, Lord God, the Chief Ambassador Johnson, his wife, Lord God, and Mother Johnson, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you continue to bless them, God. Continue to meet every need, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Continue to strengthen the man of God like never before, God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, even bless him, Lord God, for his sacrifice on tonight, Lord God, or the sacrifice from last night, Lord God, to this morning, God, in the name of Jesus. Replenish his body, God. Pour virtue back into him, God, in the name of Jesus. Touch him, Lord God, from the crown of his head, God, to the soles of his feet. Bless him for being, Lord God, such a faithful son, Father God, to his mom, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for his faithfulness, Lord God. It comes to the his supportiveness, Lord God, to his mother, Lord God. And Father God, we thank you for Mother Johnson right now, God. We speak forth your speedy recovery, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We believe, Lord God, that this last week or so has just been a time of rest for her body, God. Father God, we believe, Lord God, that when she gets up, Lord God, she's going to be stronger than ever, God. We're believing, Lord God, for supernatural healing, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for being so mindful of her, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, once again, we thank you for First Lady Betty, God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to bless her, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Strengthen her on today, Lord God, even as she go about her daily dealings on today. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God. We thank you for each and every ambassador, Lord God. We thank you, first and foremost, God, for Ambassador Stern, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God, for her faithfulness, Lord God, unto you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for her sacrifice in you, Father God. Thank you for her faithfulness, God, and her committedness, Lord God. Father God, we just ask you, Katina, bless her, Lord God. Katina, meet the needs in her home and her finances, God, in her church, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, meet the needs, even any unspoken requests she may have, God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for healing her foot, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, for everything that you've done for her and that you're going to do, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for each and every other ambassador, Lord God. I don't want to start calling names because I don't want to miss nobody. But, God, each and every ambassador, Lord God, each and every, Lord God, the staff for First Fruit Prayer Line, God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to bless each and every individual, God. Father God, Sister Gina, Lord God, I think it's Ambassador Gina, I think. Father God, she has three unspoken requests, God. Bless her, God, in the name of Jesus. Do it for your glory, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you right now, God, for everything that you're doing in her life, God. Meet her at the point of her need, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for Mother Peterson, Father God. Father God, we ask you to bless her son, Charles, and his wife, God, in the name of Jesus. We pray that you save them and sanctify them, God. Fill them with your precious Holy Ghost, God. And Father God, we even pray for their marriage, God, that you continue to bind them closer together in the spirit of unity and love. And even as I'm praying for marriages, I pray for all marriages right now, God, that you begin to bind each and every marriage closer together in the spirit of unity and love, Lord God. Bless their marriages like never before. Let nothing come in between the marriages, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we just thank you right now for everything that you're doing, and everything that you're going to do. Father God, we pray for the young lady. I forgot her name, but she's praying, Lord God, for the lawyers, for her settlement to be released, Lord God, In the name of Jesus, we pray in the name of Jesus that you release the finances, Lord God. God, you know every need, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, even as she went through that accident, Father God, I pray that you continue to heal her body, God, from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord God. Oh, God, we just, amen. Well, I feel there is no need for the healing in your body. Maybe it was just damage to the car, maybe. Amen. Praise God. Well, Father God, we just believe for the release of the settlement in Jesus' name. We thank you right now. We just give your name all the glory. God, we pray for the first fruit prayer line, Lord God, that you continue to bless it, God. Father God, even look on the youth ministry, God. In the name of Jesus, bless the youth, Lord God, like never before, God. Continue to use your youth leaders, Lord God. Continue to keep the youth leaders encouraged, God. Keep them steadfast, God. Lord God, let the needs, Lord God, be met that they need, Lord God. Continue to minister to the youth, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, continue to give them witty ideas, Lord God, to minister to the youth, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray for our youth, God, that you keep them encouraged, God. Keep them steadfast. Keep them unmovable in the things of you, God. Let them find themselves busy in the things of you, Father God. In the name of Jesus, cover them, God. Cover their minds, God. In the name of Jesus, find the enemy, God, that comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Father God, we thank you right now for doing great things in our youth, Father God, like never before, God. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray for the young lady. I'm sorry, I don't have names, but we're praying for the moving expenses. God, we're praying for she needs moving expenses and finances. To move, hallelujah. And Father God, we pray that you bless her with those finances, God. Bless her with the finances for the need for the move, God. In the name of Jesus. And Father God, we thank you, Lord God. We trust you for it, God. Hallelujah. You said we have not because we ask not. And Father God, she asked, Lord God. She petitioned today, Lord God. So we believe you released the finance for her, God. In the name of Jesus. And we just thank you. Father God, we pray for Sister Gwen, God. We pray, Lord God, for her bladder, God. In the name of Jesus, God, that you healed the bladder, God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, do a work, God. Do a work, God. God, you say healing is the children's bread. And Father God, even now we're casting all our cares on you. You say cast our cares on you because you're the one that cares for us, God. And Father God, we're praying right now for her bladder, God, that you totally heal it, God. In the name of Jesus, remove all pain, God. Remove all irritation, God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you for your healing anointing, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we're praying for Sister Cobb, God, that you bless her with a vehicle, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we know that you're no respect the person. God, what you've done for one, you can do for her, God. In the name of Jesus, and we're praying also for her finances, God. In the name of Jesus, bless her finances, God. In the name of Jesus, and we thank you right now, God, for your will being done, God. Father God, we pray for Justin. We pray for Justin's strength, God, and his relationship with you, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we pray that you draw him closer to you in relationship with you like never before, and that you give him the strength that's needed. God, we pray for Sister Christopher, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for her finances, God, and that you continue to keep her encouraged, God. Continue to keep her steadfast, God. In the name of Jesus, bind up every spirit of discouragement, Lord God, that would try to discourage her, to even come against her because she's uplifting Justin in the name of Jesus. But we thank you that no weapon that's formed against her or Justin shall prosper. We just pray that you keep a hedge of protection around Justin. Father God, cover him, Lord God, with your blood, God, from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, begin to draw him by your spirit, God. Even begin to send men and women, Lord God, that's going to share your word with him, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, that's going to minister to him or mentor him, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, and God, we just thank you. And Father God, we pray for amen. We pray for Sister Gina. Amen. We pray for Sister Gina again. Amen. Continue to look on Sister Gina. Bless Sister Gina. We thank you, Lord God, for what you've done for her already, God. But we thank you, Lord God, for answering her unspoken request, God. Father God, we pray for Mother Wilson, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, she's having swelling in her fingers, Lord God. Swelling in her body, God. Father God, we speak right now in the name of Jesus that you release all toxins out of her body. Right now in the name of Jesus. We counsel every assignment right now, the enemy in the name of Jesus. We speak mighty healing from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. And Father God, we thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And I right now want to pray for anybody that has fibromyalgia in the name of Jesus. We come against every arthritic condition right now in the name of Jesus. We come against the swelling in the body in the name of Jesus. We speak forth healing in the name of Jesus. We come against chronic pain in the name of Jesus. Whether it be in your back, your legs, your arms, just pain all the time. Father God, we speak forth your healing anointing right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father God, we pray for Sister Gwen in the name of Jesus for her unspoken request. God, we ask you to meet the needs for her, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we ask your will, Lord God, to be done. We thank you, Lord God, for Sister Garnett, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we ask you to bless her, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, or Mother Garnett. Father God, we ask you to bless her, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, you know the unspoken request. Meet the need, God. Meet the need. Oh, God, touch her from the crown of her head, God, to the soles of her feet, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father, even her children. Amen. Bless her children, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we thank you for Lucille's grandson, Lord God. As we pray for Lucille's grandson right now, God, we know that asthma is no big thing for you, Lord God. There's no health condition that's too big for you, God. I thank you, Lord God, right now for her grandson's healing from asthma, God, in the name of Jesus. God, he's not feeling well right now, God, but God, we believe in right now you're touching that baby, God. Oh, Lord God, lay your hands on him right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Bring forth your healing anointing, God, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we thank you right now, and we give your name all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory in Jesus' mighty and holy name. Just begin to give God praise. Begin to thank him for the blessings that are being answered even now. Begin to thank God for the healings that are taking place. Begin to thank God for the finances that are being released. Begin to thank God for your prayer requests being answered in the name of Jesus. Dr. Patricia, I give it back over to you.
Well, praise the Lord. God bless you, my daughter. Amen. Praise the Lord. And she covered everything and everybody. And God, we seal this prayer. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, oh God, for the shut-in on tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, how you met every need, how you met every household need, how you came in, oh, God. And we thank you for it, oh, God. We pray, oh, God, for rest for every last one of the laborers on the line tonight, for every one that took the time to be a part of the First Fruit Prayer Line. Oh, God, the shut-in. And, oh, God, we call our next shut-in the fourth Wednesday in March, Lord God. Let us be ready, available, and willing. Even now, God, the calendar should be beginning to start being filled up, oh God, that we won't have to be worried about who's going to do this or that, that you would give us an eager spirit, oh God, because there are some, oh God, that never been heard, but you're raising them up in the name of Jesus. We thank you, oh God, for the prayers on the night, because we know that the prayers of the righteous availeth much. And God, we praise you today for all that you've done. We thank you again and again and again and again. And to God be the glory. Amen, amen. Are you there, Ambassador Hagen? Amen. Normally she comes in about this time, or should I give it back to you, Chief Ambassador? I want to be respectful for the time because she normally comes on about 5-2 with our prompt. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I certainly am training Evangelist LaTanya that we have to be conscientious of time. Amen. To know that the Holy Ghost is intelligent and he will let us know when it's time to come down for our morning service, our morning prayer. Amen. Praise and prayer. I just think it's a service now in my spirit because we have been in service. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we are at the hour that the First Fruit Prayer Line comes on every Monday, Monday through Friday from 6 to 7. And if Ambassador Julie Hagen is there, we're going to turn it over to you. Amen. For further instructions.
Thank you very much, Ambassador. Always. Excellent job. Thank you so very much. And to your daughter, LaTanya, God bless you. Thank you so much for all your prayer. I appreciate all of you. We are coming up to that hour, and I don't know if Ambassador Hagen is on the line yet, but if she is, We need instructions. And are you there? All right. I want to get this in before she gets here. I want everybody who can remain on the line today. Ambassador Hagen, are you there?
God bless you. Good morning, Chief. We will be going up in just a moment. Scheduling will redirect me. We've been with you. Well, the blog, the radio has been with you, so they just need to redirect because of the scheduling, and then we'll fall in queue. Thank you so much, sir.
Okay, how much time do you need to do that?
All